Some people say public discourse is in the gutter. The ACLU wants it to sink even deeper into the subway. The Civil Liberties Group is suing SEPTA over its advertising policy, saying a ban on political ads violates the First Amendment. WHYY's Jim Saska reports.
If you ride SEPTA, you've seen a few ads. A bus wrapped in a Pat's advertisement is like a billboard on wheels for a greasy 3 a.m. cheesesteak glory. Posters on the subway promote personal injury lawyers. SEPTA gets $16 million a year in marketing revenues. But there are also ads that you don't see, the ads SEPTA prohibits under a policy the ACLU calls unconstitutional. You see, SEPTA is a government entity, and ads are a form of speech. So when SEPTA bans certain ads, it's censoring speech, which the First Amendment usually doesn't allow.
Anytime that the government has vague standards that they use to censor speech, there's a real risk that the government will manipulate those standards to shut down controversial or unpopular speech.
That's Molly Tack Hooper, a lawyer with the Pennsylvania ACLU, who is suing SEPTA on behalf of the Center for Investigative Reporting. That group wanted to run a series of ads highlighting a story on racial disparities in mortgage lending. SEPTA rejected the ad, saying it was political.
SEPTA's whole purpose here seems to be to cut off anything that might be controversial.
That's precisely SEPTA's goal. SEPTA adopted its advertising policy in 2015 after a court forced the transit agency to run offensive ads trying to tie Muslims to Hitler. The court there called SEPTA's ad space a, quote, designated public forum. In other words, a space like the proverbial town square where citizens would gather to engage in the free trade of ideas. By banning all sorts of debatable speech, SEPTA hopes the courts will now call the ad space on the side of public transit vehicles non-public. Then it'll be able to regulate ads without running afoul of the First Amendment. Tack Hooper finds that ironic.
SEPTA's ad policy has really turned the First Amendment on its head, saying that the more important the speech is, the less SEPTA wants it on its buses and subways.
If the ACLU wins, SEPTA may decide to end advertisements rather than place ads that scare off riders. In that case, the cost of free speech will be no speech at all. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.